This just in.
We begin tonight with breaking news.
The U.S. Navy said...
Welcome to your AFN Sudabay Newsstream. I'm MC3, Curtis Burdick. Radon is a colorless and odorless naturally occurring gas that comes from the decay of uranium. Manolis Kefalogiannis, environmental engineer at Naval Support Activity Sudabay, reassures us that radon, while dangerous, is not as scary as it seems.
Although radon levels in the outdoors don't really pose a health risk, indoors the radon can accumulate and it can get to harmful levels.
Average radon levels in the home are about a quarter of what is considered dangerous, and actions should be taken once levels reach half that dangerous amount, according to the United States Environmental Protection Agency. Kefalogiannis tells us about radon exposure.
Epidemiological studies have estimated statistically that exposure to indoor radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer in the United States and the number one among non-smokers. Exposure meaning being in elevated radon levels for a lifetime of exposure, not just a year or two.
In accordance with Navy policy, NSA Sudabay monitors radon yearly through a year-long test measuring the radon levels. On NSA Sudabay, it was discovered that some spaces had a slightly elevated radon level, and corrective measures are already taking place. Kefalogiannis informs us of these corrective actions.
We have been introducing more ventilation in the spaces because that's very important. Air changes are very important to lower the radon levels. And we have been doing short-term testing to see if what measures we took have a positive effect.
For more information on radon testing, visit Public Works at Building 54. That's all for your AFN Sudabay Newsstream. I'm MC3, Curtis Burdick.